Nicely with Martin Besser.
A man who knows all about the best and the worst that the Springboks have experienced is none other than Tendai the Beast, Mtawarira.
And Beast.
Okay, Mr. T, it's been way too long.
Way too long, yes, man. How's it going, man?
Better now that I'm talking to you, my brother. Obviously, our focus is on men's mental health this month, but we've got reason to look up, to celebrate. What a season it's been for the Bucks. Your take on the season?
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. You know, I've just been, a fan, just like you, enjoying the rugby from the sides. And it's just amazing to see, the growth in the Springbok team from 2019 and to, to continue the legacy and still be performing at such a, level. It's really incredible. It's a testament to the players, to Rassi, to all the hard work they've done. So, yeah, it's fantastic to watch the Bucks dominate world rugby.
It has been fantastic. But we are touching on a serious subject. And we know that rugby players, sometimes people don't realize the amount of pressure that they're under. We heard of the death by suicide of Nick Costa, for instance, not too long ago. I think one of the Ospreys scrum halves, Harry Morgan, has taken a step back. Dan Vickerman used to play for the Wallabies, also took his own life. It's a real cutthroat business, isn't it, playing rugby professionally? We were talking about a serious subject, though, to be honest, and that's the pressures that rugby players experience. Not just becoming professional, but also the transition after playing. Which did you find the toughest?
Most certainly the transition, to leave something that you have always known, for a very long time since you were a kid. It's quite hard, and now, kind of reimagining yourself and redefining yourself in a whole different world. It can be really challenging. But I think what has helped me is to have, a good team, good mentors around me that I've been able to rely on for advice. I've made lots of mistakes, but they've been my safety net, So it's something that I encourage, players that are currently playing now and ex-players as well to make sure that you have a team of people that support you, because it is a tough, thing to transition into business, into, things that you probably are not familiar with, and it takes a lot of, time to learn those things, to grasp what you need to for you to be able to execute and do well. So, yeah, it's something that I encourage a whole lot of people to do, to surround yourself with great mentors and great friends and, support system.
Beast, Martin here. Who's your current favorite player in the Springbok team?
My current favorite player? Oh, geez. That's a very tough one, but I think Cheslin Kolbe is, is somebody that I absolutely love. And, he's been exceptional for a long time. And, just to see his dominance continue. And he just brings something else to rugby, the X factor, the entertaining sidestepping on the field. He's just a phenomenon, generational talent. So, Cheslin Kolbe. And also just, besides this player on the field, off the field, he's a top man, ultimate gentleman. So, he ticks all the boxes for me.
Do you watch rugby like the average person, but do you know too much? That must mean you probably get very passionate about certain rules and ref decisions and stuff.
Yeah, but I do. Yes, I also I'm a coach, so I do have my moments where I lose it at the referee. But that's the thing. It never goes away. The feeling of nostalgia when the boys are playing, I always kind of remember when I used to run on that field. And so it definitely brings moments. Me being back on the field.
Yeah, I remember Victor Matfield telling me that one of the toughest things for the Bucks to do when you were part of that team, T, was making you angry, because he's such a teddy bear, and they always felt you played better when you were angry. Was that something that you actually ever thought about? Because you never got angry.
Obviously, I've always been a gentle giant, but Yeah, on the field, I had to come out of my shell a bit, and it always helped to have guys like Bismarck around me, and John Smith, guys that knew how to bring out the best in me. So yes, when I definitely got upset, I would cause a lot of havoc on the field. So I guess it became something that I could just channel into every time I got onto the field as I grew and I became older as well. So yeah, I just became a persona.
Tendai, you're a true legend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, X-Men. Cheers, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Tendai Beast Ntarira there on the line. Oh, what a legend. What an absolute legend.
Except when it comes to driving, Martin. I'll say this now that he's away.
Oh, yeah.
The worst driver, I think, out of that team.
Why are you still on the line? Beast, are you?
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.